We have right now in Poland the law coming back to 1993. According to this law, abortion is allowed only in three narrow cases: when there is a danger for women's health or life, when a fetus is seriously damaged or sick, and when pregnancy resulted from rape. But this is on paper. In practice, we have right now no access to legal abortion services because of many reasons, mainly conscientious clause, which allows a doctor to refuse access to legal abortion. Doctors require many certificates, additional testing, just to prolong time. And finally, to say a woman, it's too late. According to the sentence of the State Tribunal from 2015, doctors are not obliged to give information when, where, and who can perform legal abortion. So women are ignored and they suffer in silence. Sometimes they beg doctors in the hospitals, please help me. And nobody is interested in this. Earlier, the Federation has been monitoring the case of refusal of legal abortions. Right now, it's rather impossible. So we can just prepare some cases in front of the court and then we'll send them to the Human Rights Tribunal in Strasbourg. But nothing changed. The patriarchal system is still so strong in Poland that women are afraid of being stigmatized because abortion is the great stigma. I can also tell that abortion issues are not only ideological issues in Poland. This is also political issues because the law from 1993 is called a compromise. This was a compromise between Catholic Church and politicians. We women, we didn't take part in this conversation. Nobody asked women what do they think about this. So Catholic Church wanted politicians to repay it for its engagement into the solidarity movement, into the economic transformation. In early 90s, we regained democracy, but we lost our rights. Women were silent during past 20 years. Why? Because they didn't believe that we can do something. Of course, we as a federation, we organized many demonstrations because many times during past period, there were threats to make the law even much more restrictive. And we stopped this because politicians just defended this compromise. We hate this compromise. But in 2016, when Peace and Justice Party regained its rule, they have a majority in the parliament for the first time in the Polish history. They don't need to be the coalition. So right now we have no political support. And Polish fundamentalists, supported by American fundamentalists, of course, they decided to ask the ruling party to repay for election. And it was decided, maybe not in Poland, maybe within the fundamental groups in states, that Poland will be the best example as a first country in the world totally pro-life. Because we are Catholics. Over 90% of Poles are Catholics first. Then we have a government and ruling party, very fundamental and right-wing, the best situation. But they didn't expect that finally Polish women awoke. They didn't expect such huge protest. So when this draconian law on a total ban of abortion and criminalization of women up to 5 years of prison, even every case of miscarriage would have been investigated and punished with no sexuality education, no access to contraception, it make Polish women furious. We oppose this. We established a committee, Save Women, and prepared a draft bill on liberalization of abortion. And we managed because we collected over 250,000 signatures for the first time in our history, without churches, without money, without paid activists. So we managed this. The Federation was open and both draft bills were discussed in the parliament same day. And our was rejected at once after the first reading. It was unusual and it was against the law because usually the civic initiative is sent to the commission for further proceedings. And there, this draconian law was sent to the commission. We need just 3 days to organize themselves and to came into streets. Even me, working for reproductive rights and health for 25 years, I was astonished. I didn't believe in such huge protests. It's easy to protest in a big city, but they were protests in small towns and the villages. They were black flag in windows and black umbrellas in the villages. Teachers wear black suits. They were, of course, accused, so we helped them. And first, they ignored our protests. Our foreign ministry said, oh, we will not pay any attention. Ladies are playing. Let them play. They will stop soon. But we didn't stop. Warsaw was blocked the whole day, night, and next day. There was no entrance to the metro stations, to the bus. The streets were full of women in black. And they understood this is something strange for the first time. And they had no chance to neglect this. So after 2 days and after the whole night of discussing within the ruling party, next day in the morning, this draconian law was rejected by parliament. It was our victory. But I would like to mention also the participation in this process of our Catholic Church. Our bishops were very supportive to this draconian law first. And they used to read a letter to women during masses. When they started to read, women came out from churches. They stood up and they didn't listen to. After this accident, the church was frightened that it would lose its followers, its faithful. Many women come to churches to give money. They kept silence, and when this terrible draft law was rejected, they released a statement that they love women, they were against the criminalization of women, and they don't like this draft bill at all. First, they believe that the Ordo Iuris, this fundamental organization, that they are real Catholics, but right now they are sure that they are not this kind of Catholics as they fought before. Right now, church is rather peaceful. We won a battle. Still, a huge, terrible, probably long war is in front of us. Because right now we have in the parliament waiting another draft bill on a total ban of abortion. But the difference is that women are not criminalized. Only so-called helpers and persons who cause the damage of so-called unborn baby. So, for example, husband who drives his pregnant wife in a car and he has an accident, he will be punished. Or if a pregnant woman takes a bus, takes a metro or something else, and will be an accident, the driver as well will be investigated and punished because he will be responsible for the sufferings of unborn child. I know the activity of fundamental US groups and compare them with activities of our fundamental groups. I know that they use the same advocacy methods. They are in contact. I was interviewed by The Guardian half a year, I don't remember, but the journalist made a huge research on this, and our fundamentalists told her that they are in close contact with fundamental groups from the US. They are supported financially. They have same workshops, same seminars, same leaflets, posters, everything the same. So for sure, they are very helpful for them. They said that they receive money as well.